Time for Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Christine White from New England Felting Supply in East Hampton. Felting sounds like the past tense of feeling, but that is not what it is.
Felting is like feeling. It's all about feeling, actually.
I like to feel felt.
You feel felt.
And I mean that in both respects.
Okay. Well, it's pretty much an easy thing for anyone to do. First of all, felt is a non-woven material. It's not like knitting and then shrinking, which some people know how to do, and that's also called felting.
I know how to do it by accident. If I ever knit wool and then accidentally put it in the dryer or something.
Your
like
pretty
that.
Angora sweater, Monty, that you had.
Sorry.
That, and it's not the hot water. It's the agitation that made that felt. And so that's basically the principle behind it. The wool fibers are scaled like a fish would be. So when you lay them down randomly in a pile and then add some water and rub with your hands, they start to entangle, and that's
really
what makes felt.
Is the name felt because you have to have felt it to make it?
We could declare that today.
I'm gonna ask my word nerd and see, she probably knows. But so felting, it's a craft form that's been, you know,
Since the Iron Age.
Yeah, but there's a sort of a renaissance of felting it?
Yeah, absolutely. Europe has an uninterrupted tradition of it because, you know, they made Scandinavian felt boots and they really appreciate wool. In our country, we started around the Industrial Age, so we were already knitting and went right into, you know, the textile mills and everything. So there was no need to make the ancient non-knitted. So we don't really have that history here. I just started locally by playing around because I was always drawn to wool. No explanation, just loved it. But then I saw, wow, you can do all kinds of stuff with this. Plus, it's sustainable, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was seeing in Europe some of the art magazines that people were making clothing and, you know, all kinds of things. And I thought, here is the opportunity to talk about a brand new medium. You know, who gets to do that in art, right? That's sort of where I position myself. And initially, the store was just a way to pay for the bigger vision of ushering in the medium. You know, and I wrote a book about it because I had to learn myself.
So are you the mother of American felting?
Definitely not. I always say I'm the ambassador of wool because wool is the big star. I worship the wool.
So now New England Felting Supply, which is in East Hampton, has a bigger scale, right?
It's kind of ironic because instead of starting out local and then growing, you know, nationally, since it was a brand new medium, I was able to start nationally. So I advertised nationally and put it out there at that level, and then it trickled down as people locally began to learn.
So how then are you a local hero?
Well, I love local wool. I started with my first fleece from Hampshire College. You know, I just started playing around and I thought, oh, this is so great. And so I just began to experiment with all the local farms. So I wanted to have a local wools program.
Yeah.
But what happened is I knew that we couldn't sustain that. It's great, but it's a hobby. And so I thought I'll promote the medium and get the fancy wool, import it from Europe, which I still do, and bring all the people and the designers who have the money to spend. And then when they're in the store, we can say, hey, why don't you try this local wool to make this purse? And that's exactly what I was able to do. And because of that, we've grown that program every year.
What can you make out of felt? Because, you know, you were mentioning how it's an interesting new medium. Oh, you've got a bag of supplies.
Yeah, I've got a bag of stuff.
Oh, you've got a cute little toy stuffed owl.
And notice how it feels.
I felt the owl. And it's like all different colors. And it's, so is this painted felt the eyes?
Those are locks. Yeah, that's wool eyes too. To make three-dimensional figures like that, they use actually from industry, you know, like when you have boot liners and you have that gray kind of felt.
Oh, yeah.
So they make that over in East Hampton, actually. They make it with a lot of barbed needles. Those needles, somebody in crafts decided, hey, what if we borrowed just one and did it ourselves? So that is a technique where you use the physical needle, a special kind of needle, and you sculpt it. So basically you start out with a pile of wool, and wherever you would push in with your fingers, say it was clay, then you're going to push in to make some eyes or something. That's where you would poke that needle, and then it begins to depress. So you sculpt it.
I'd get depressed if somebody poked me in the eyes with a needle, too.
There's another one.
This is like a fantastic Mr. Fox type fox.
Oh, that is amazing.
It looks amazing. Oh, these are really cool. So did you make these? Or?
No, neither of those. Uh-huh. I'm too busy running NEFS, unfortunately, to felt anymore. A great example of local wool are these new vessels. One thing
A hat.
I thought it was a hat too.
It can be a hat too.
Put it on.
You make
Phil.
It the same way.
But you were saying
it's
it was a vessel.
It's kind of a Turkish looking whirling dervish, isn't it?
I think it's great.
Yeah, you could wear instead of a kippah. What are these vessels for though? Like what would you put in here if they're not hats? They look like vases.
Yeah,
or vases.
So you can throw, you know, keys and money and all, coins. But you can also just drop a glass vase in there and put actual flowers. And,
oh, nice.
Can you remind people some of the amazing characteristics of wool?
Wool is amazing. It is not flammable. it's sustainable, obviously. But we do get calls with people who say, doesn't it hurt the sheep when you shear the sheep? And no, the sheep are domesticated and they have to be sheared. That's important to keep up on.
It would
on.
Hurt them more to not shear them?
Exactly.
Right.
Because it would get matted and then they get skin disease. Wool is amazing because it feels good. It insulates. You know, you think of the old mountaineer wearing the socks and sweaters. And also, it can hold up to 30% of its own weight in water, and you still won't even feel it's wet.
Mm.
I was thinking, too, driving over here, you know your camp out thing that you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
We should make a wool pad under there. And I think, because I know it was cold last time you were in the tent.
I was in the igloo last
time. The igloo, yeah. Right. So you need some felt in there.
All right.
This is incredibly
fun. Yeah. And then I could cuddle with this owl.
That's it.
Christine White from New England Felting Supply, the local heroes, sourcing some local wool and feeling it and making it felt and being part of the felting renaissance. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero felts. I mean, folks, buy local felt. buy local food.org.